Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with my Faith and Freedom show, again talking about the issues on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. The topic today is what you're seeing as a microcosm of what I forecast in February of 2010. In February of 2010, the story came out that the International Monetary Fund and their other partners in the global blessed banking cartel have come up with a decision that they were going to make available a large bundle of money to make available to a group of countries, to a country or a group of countries, whether or not they wanted it, that they would look at the country's situation and they would declare to the world that that country needs the help, the bailout of the International Monetary Fund. And they would announce that to the world. And of course, even if the country did not ask for it, that they would make that available to them and announce it to the world that they were desperately in need of this bailout, and it was available to them. One of the things that you've got to keep in mind here, that again, the person who is in debt is a servant of the lender. So, of course, anybody who's providing the money can put conditions on this, stipulations. You see, you can have stipulations that aren't necessarily have anything to do with law. You're free to contract. So they could make a rule that that nation would abide by. So the policy of the nation would be set by the International Monetary Fund. And I said, warning, financial tsunami warning, there is a financial earthquake tremor that I have just detected in the International Monetary Fund committee. And it's going to cause a financial tsunami to hit landfall someplace. I'm predicting it, and I'm warning you, it's coming your way. Gird up your loins. So here we are, November of 2010. I made this announcement in February of 2010, and here it is. Let me just read from a story from the Associated Press by Sean Pogachnik and Gabrielle Steinhauser. That was reported on November 15th. Europe's debt crisis spread widening ripples. Listen to the word ripple. It's a wave. Monday, with Irish officials denying that their talks with Eurozone governments are aimed at getting a bailout. Now let me step back. There was news that came out that the IMF had announced that Ireland was in dire need of a bailout. The leaders of Ireland said, no, we don't need a bailout. We've got enough money. We've got a $25 billion reserve, just retirement fund thing there. And we've got all this. We've got enough money to get through 2011 without a problem. There's not a rush here. Let's just let the dust settle and see what's going on. We don't want your bailout. But it didn't matter. The IMF, who's not under control of Ireland and doesn't have control of Ireland yet, has been made an announcement to the world. Ireland's in desperate need. Guess what happened as soon as they made the announcement? Ireland's need increased because any support that they would have had with any economic or commercial ventures that would be started in Ireland, because I'm telling you what, they were on the upswing. All those ventures are now suddenly withdrawn, and Ireland's need and crisis, well, actually a crisis is created by the statement that they have a need. Let's go back to this article. While the Greek prime minister accused Germany of making things worse with talk of forcing creditors to take losses. So what happens is, where's this money going to go come from? Part of it's coming from Germany. And Germany made a warning about, hey guys, if this bailout isn't taken, we're not covering you people. So there's a crisis that you didn't know about. We're announcing to you. And of course, if they don't take this bailout, then we're not going to cover those people who would take losses if Ireland's economy collapses. Well, guess what happens? If you make an announcement like this, guess what's going to happen to your economy? It's at risk of collapsing. Going back to this AP article, after spending their recent gatherings focused on crisis prevention, a week-long sell-off of Irish and Portuguese bonds has thrown them back into crisis management. Did you hear that? This was a result of the IMF making their silly announcement, their blessed pre-planned announcement. After spending their recent gatherings focused on crisis prevention, a week-long sell-off of Irish and Portuguese bonds. Why would they sell them? Because all of a sudden they think, uh-oh, Ireland and Portugal can't cover this stuff. It's thrown them back into crisis. It's put them in a crisis. The Irish Department of Finance said in a statement Monday it was pursuing contacts at official level with other Eurozone governments and the EU, but aides to the finance minister, Brian Lenihan, emphasized Ireland has no need for a lifeline from the euro, from the euro 750 billion financial backstop for the Eurozone. In other words, we don't need your little pool, your little funding stream. You're making it up out of thin air, but we don't need it. Ireland says it had enough cash to last through mid-2011. I heard another statement saying to last through 2011. Not now, guys. Guess what? You're being sold out. Everybody's cutting their losses that they would not necessarily have had, but somebody implanted on their mind that there might be a loss coming. Greek Prime Minister said German pressure to create a mechanism, that's of loaning, would let governments default on their debts in the future was scaring off desperately needed investors. In other words, we're not going to cover your losses. Whether understood or misunderstood, it created, listen, a spiral of higher interest rates for the countries that seemed to be in a vulnerable position. And notice the word seemed to be. It created a spiral of those who seemed to be in a vulnerable position. We predicted this, and I'm going to be playing again. We continue listening. I'm going to be playing what I said in February of 2010, telling you of this October, November 2010 event. I told you of the earthquake when the IMF said they were going to come up with this mechanism. I told you that this was going to happen. We're connecting the dots for you, folks. There's reality. We're trying to speak truth to you as a ministry to you. Pay attention. Whether understood or misunderstood, this what the bankers are saying created a spiral of higher interest rates for the countries that seemed to be in a vulnerable position. See, they didn't have to necessarily be in a vulnerable position, but as soon as the IMF and their little committee decides who they would like to undermine and make a public announcement to the global interest, guess what? Spiral will occur. All that being said, now it's time to go back and play what I said in February of 2010. This news that I've just been talking about, these news reports were November 15th, November 18th, November 16th. There's a comment I'll be... You're seeing what I talked about 6 months ago coming to pass. They predicted they'd have this plan together to set up a fund whereby they can announce that somebody desperately needs their help. They said that plan would be ready by September of 2010. But what I didn't forecast was who was in their sights. September 2010, October 2010, Ireland and their cohorts come into the sights of the International Monetary Fund and the undermine the nation button was pushed. Listen to what I said now. We're going to play what I broadcast in February 2010. David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about these issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong, all the crazy kind of stuff. This is what I call preservative talk radio. I'm not a conservative or a liberal. I hate isms. I'm telling you, this is preservative talk radio. What I wanted to do is tell you that there is a wave coming your way. I found this article overseas, but it was actually originally from the Wall Street Journal. Now, that's what's really weird. See, I get things that were U.S. news sources published overseas. What's up with that? But I didn't find them here. IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund. The International Monetary Fund was considering a new multi-billion-dollar lending arrangement it could deploy during crisis, which would offer money to countries, now listen to this, even if they do not ask for it. There's a tsunami heading your way, folks. I've had a few tsunami warnings in the past. Prior to the financial meltdown, I was mentioning on my Faith and Freedom show, is it me or are we in the middle of the biggest financial crisis, global financial crisis in history? Well, I was mentioning that. In fact, I mentioned it to a banker in February of 2008.
It all showed up in the news, so you were distracted by your in-flight entertainment while our plane was a nosedive. You started getting wind of it in September when it was sort of too late. Things were already in the works. In fact, globally, they were reporting a massive crisis in January of 2008 after many reports that they were seeing in failures at the end of the last quarter in 2007. So I'm telling you, there's a tsunami wave heading your way. Under the multi-country credit line. Oh, by the way, before I go there, I did find today, actually moments before I went on the air, there is a report that surfaced kind of in the low end of the U.S. news. I found it on one news source that reports the leader of the IMF just had a conference where he was saying there's going to be a new reserve currency to replace the dollar. It's going to be like SDR, which is something data rates. I can't think of what it is, but it's fake money. It's sort of based on a country's ability to generate funding stream, so to speak. You know, what are their human resources, education, what kind of mineral resources they have. They kind of evaluate a country's wealth and its ability to produce, and then they give them a, I can't think what the S stands for. It'll hit me later.
It's called special drawing rights. Special drawing rights, SDRs.
But this basically, it's a funny money factor that they're going to use as a new reserve currency. It's not really going to have any tangible hook to it. It's not going to be rooted in tangible things. It's essentially rooted in debt. How much does a country have the ability to essentially extract the labor and wealth out of its people in order to pay the global banking cartel? And so that's essentially what the basis of this new reserve currency was. Just a little weird. You know, you had to know all those details about it as you read the articles. It just mentioned a few words that if you really didn't know what it was talking about, you probably wouldn't even tune into the article. But this thing says IMF considers billion-dollar crisis fund under the multi-country credit line. On a previous episode here, segment, I said, what do you mean multi-country credit line for somebody who doesn't even ask for this loan? The IMF would, for the first time, make money available to groups of countries that it believed were in danger of financial crisis, that the IMF believes is in a financial crisis rather than individual nations. Now, this is where it gets creepy. So they're not going to lend it to the individual country on the basis of its credit worthiness and its ability and mechanisms and law to put it, to enslave its people and its producers. They're going to say, rather than, we're going to give it to a multi-country credit line rather than individual nations, said a senior IMF official, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, and this was reported in a New Zealand news source. The countries would not need to request the assistance. Rather, the IMF would make lines of credit available to those nations. Now, this is where it gets really dangerous. Talk about manipulation. What effect a little group of guys can do in an office to figure out how you can really make a run on a country here. Rather, the IMF would make lines of credit available to those nations whose policies it deemed sound. The nations would not be required to use the money. The fund would declare, listen, the fund of the IMF, little group of guys in an office building, would declare there's a systemic problem in this group of countries, and here's a line of credit for the following countries, said the official. He emphasized that a formal proposal was not expected to be ready before September. Everything happens in September would need to be approved by the IMF's governing board. What are they going to do? They're going to announce that a group of countries on the verge of financial collapse, what is that going to do, an effect going to have on its monetary system and its ability to have any influence on its own issues? We'll be back.